ever opened a powerful new tool, saw charts just everywhere, and felt a bit lost.
Yeah.
Like you're staring into the cockpit of a jetliner when you thought you were just getting into a car.
Definitely.
We've all been there. That initial visual clutter, the sheer number of buttons and options, it can feel pretty overwhelming, you know, even if you're used to learning new things.
Absolutely. That moment of, okay, where do I even begin? When you're first looking at a powerhouse platform like TradingView, it's a pretty universal experience, I think. But that's exactly our mission today.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive. This is where we unpack complex topics and try to distill the really important nuggets for you. Today, we're taking a deep dive into Mastering TradingView, a beginner's guide to smarter trading.
Mm-hmm.
We've pulled insights from a really comprehensive expert guide, and it's designed to make this pretty formidable platform genuinely accessible.
And our aim in this deep dive is really to slice right through that initial confusion, kind of cut straight to what truly matters for you starting out. We'll peel back the layers, show you the essential features, dig into the customization options that make it your personalized workspace.
Right.
And then we'll explore the workflow strategies that can turn TradingView from this, you know, intimidating interface into a powerful, maybe even intuitive trading hub. We're talking core tools, some advanced tactical stuff, and even a little glimpse into how AI is starting to influence trading decisions, just like the guide promises. It's all in there.
Okay, so to navigate this journey with some clarity, here's our roadmap for you. We'll kick things off by demystifying the core layout of TradingView itself, making sense of all those panels and icons.
Yeah, getting the map straight first.
Exactly. Then we'll move into how you can personalize your chart canvas, really shape it to fit your unique style, and honestly, reduce visual fatigue.
Super important.
From there, we'll get into mastering timeframes and the essential tools and indicators, the stuff that forms the backbone of any solid analysis.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, we'll wrap up by talking about building an organized trading workflow, that vital blueprint for long-term success, helping you sidestep that dreaded analysis paralysis and trade with, you know, genuine confidence. Let's dig in.
Demystifying the TradingView landscape.
Okay, let's unpack this first part. Our source material opens with that feeling, that incredibly relatable feeling of overwhelm when you first hit TradingView.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It truly is a comprehensive platform, almost intimidatingly so. But instead of just letting that wash over you, we're going to systematically break down this initial complexity into manageable, understandable components.
Mm-hmm.
Our focus, especially for you, the beginner, is going to be on what you truly need to grasp first.
Right. Cutting through the noise.
Exactly. Moving past any perceived complexity.
Indeed. And we can really think about the TradingView homepage as your personal dashboard. That's a fantastic way to frame it.
Yeah.
It's far more than just a place to see a static chart. Imagine it like your command center. It's designed to give you a broad, immediate overview of the markets and crucial info, all in a glance, before you even dive into individual assets. It's kind of like your strategic launchpad.
That analogy of the homepage as a personal dashboard is great. It really helps cut through that initial complexity. But if I'm just starting out, what are the absolute essentials on that dashboard? What are those first few things I should look at beyond just the charts?
That's an excellent question because it's easy to get lost in there. For me, and what our guide really emphasizes, it kind of boils down to three core areas that give you that command center feel. First up, screeners.
Okay, screeners.
These aren't just filters. Think of them like your personal market bloodhounds. They help you sniff out potential goal LD. Those trade opportunities by letting you quickly scan thousands of stocks, cryptos, or Forex pairs based on your specific criteria.
So like specific things I'm looking for.
Exactly. Whether it's high volume, a certain price action, or even specific technical indicators lining up. Imagine wanting to find, say, all U.S. stocks trading above their 200-day moving average with volume over 5 million shares a day. And maybe an RSI below 40.
Okay, so pretty specific.
Right, signaling a potential undervalued uptrend, perhaps. The screener does that heavy lifting for you in seconds. It narrows down thousands of possibilities to a focused watch list.
Mm.
Saves you just immense research time and, frankly, emotional energy.
A market bloodhound, I like that.
Yeah.
So it helps cut through the noise. What else is critical for that initial broad market overview on the homepage?
Next up, we have calendars. These are pretty indispensable for tracking the main world financial events.
Ah, like economic news.
Exactly. Why does this matter so much? Because significant economic announcements, things like central bank interest rate decisions, inflation reports, quarterly earnings releases, These can be enormous market drivers. Mm-hmm. Knowing precisely when these are coming helps you anticipate volatility and, crucially, understand the why behind sudden price moves. It's about seeing the ripples coming.
Gotcha.
Then there's the news flow. This gives you real-time updates, often curated to your interest or watch list. In trading, information is currency, right?
Absolutely.
So having immediate, digestible access to breaking news is crucial for timely decisions. These updates can quickly confirm or contradict your analysis and often explain those sharp shifts in market sentiment. It's like your early warning system.
That makes perfect sense. The homepage definitely sounds like the place to get oriented, understand the bigger picture. But where does the real granular work happen? Where, according to the guide, do we really spend most of our time?
Ah, right. Here's where it gets really interesting. The guide emphatically points out that superchats are where you'll spend most of your time.
Superchats. Okay.
This is the live charting area, the dynamic canvas, where traders fundamentally rely on to make informed decisions. It's the pulsating, beating heart of TradingView, where all your detailed analysis, pattern recognition, and decision-making truly unfold. It's where the magic happens, so to speak.
Okay, so the superchats are the engine room, but looking at it for the first time, it still feels like that cockpit with 1,000 switches. Let's break this command center down. What's the function of that column of icons on the far left, the toolkit? Where do we start there?
That left toolbar, yeah, it's basically your personal toolkit. Think of it like a painter's palette, but for charts.
Okay.
This is where you find all your drawing instruments, which are critical for technical analysis.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about trend lines, fundamental for visualizing the direction of price,
yep.
Helping define uptrends, downtrends, consolidation.
It's the basics.
The absolute basics. Then there are Fibonacci retracements, these powerful mathematical tools for identifying potential support and resistance levels based on natural ratios. Gives you insight into where price might bounce or reverse. You'll also find tools for drawing channels, which define parallel price boundaries, giving a clearer sense of where price is contained, and even basic stuff like brush tools for freeform notes. These are all about drawing directly on the chart to analyze price action, spot patterns, and anticipate future moves.
And what about that bar running right across the top? That seems like prime real estate for quick access, almost like the main control panel.
Exactly. The top bar is brilliantly designed for quick navigation and critical on-the-fly functions. Your rapid-fire access point. You can quickly search for symbols here. Just type BTC for Bitcoin or AAPL for Apple. Pops right up.
That's an easy.
Crucially, it's also where you switch between different time frames. We'll dive deeper into that soon. And where you add your technical indicators to the chart. It's all about efficiency, giving immediate access without fumbling through menus, especially when the market's moving fast.
So the left is for drawing, the top is for navigation and indicators. What about that panel on the right side of the Superchats interface? What's its role?
The right side mainly serves organizational and alert functions. This is where your watch lists live. Lets you meticulously group and categorize the coins, stocks, forex pairs you care about.
Like a personalized news feed for prices.
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah.
An at-a-glance monitoring system for just the assets you're tracking. Saves you from information overload. You'll also find alerts here, which are incredibly powerful. They notify you when specific market conditions hit, say, a stock hits a price, or an indicator crosses a level.
Your automated assistant.
Exactly. Constantly scanning for your criteria. And while there's a chat room there, the guide shrewdly notes that most traders skip the chat.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's a subtle hint. Focus on your analysis over social interaction, which can often be a big distraction during critical moments.
That's a good distinction, focusing on what's actionable. And below all of this, at the very bottom, what kind of comprehensive data do we find there?
The bottom panel is a real wealth of market data, another crucial hub. It features various screeners, again, specifically for stocks, crypto, forex, helping you scout for new opportunities. You also get integrated economic data updates via the calendar, keeping you abreast of global events without leaving your chart. There's the real-time news flow we mentioned, and even options data for more advanced traders looking at derivatives. It's all about providing every relevant piece of info seamlessly integrated.
And even further down, that bottom bar seems like that's really for the advanced users, right? The ones pushing the boundaries.
Precisely. The bottom bar houses tools for more advanced applications and customization. You'll find the Pine Editor here, which is this robust feature for coding indicators and custom scripts.
Whoa, coding.
Yeah, it empowers users to develop unique trading tools or tweak existing ones. Opens up a whole world of algorithmic possibilities. Then there's the Strategy Tester, crucial for backtesting workflows.
Checking if a strategy worked in the past.
Exactly. lets you rigorously evaluate performance against historical data, refine it, build confidence before risking real capital. And finally, the trading panel is your gateway to connect with trusted brokers, letting you execute trades directly from TradingView.
Streamlining the whole process.
Totally. As the guide says, these tools are truly for automating trades or backtesting or something much more advanced, taking your trading beyond manual analysis into a more systematic approach.
Wow, that's an incredible amount of functionality packed in there. But with so many tools, so many options, how do you keep from getting lost in the menus, especially during active trading when every second counts?
Here's a pro tip that's a total game changer for efficiency. Star your favorite tools, like trend lines or Fibonacci, so they appear in a quick access menu. It creates this small, floating toolbar right on your chart, instantly there.
And the profound benefit of that small action is clear. It saves tons of time during active trading. When milliseconds matter, those little efficiencies, those shortcuts, they really add up, don't they?
Absolutely. When you're making rapid decisions, you just don't want to be hunting through dropdowns. Having your most used tools right there, one click away, streamlines your whole process, reduces cognitive load, keeps your focus locked on the price action.
If someone were to take away just one thing from understanding this basic layout, what's the single biggest benefit of putting in that upfront time?
It drastically reduces that initial overwhelm, letting you analyze with confidence and focus.
Crafting your personalized chart canvas.
So we've demystified the basic layout, which is a huge first step in getting over that initial intimidation. Now let's talk about making TradingView truly yours. Our guide makes it clear. This isn't just about looking at candlesticks. It's fundamentally about making your workspace fit your style.
Exactly.
This segment is all about moving beyond those default settings to customize your charts for optimal visual clarity, personal comfort, and ultimately a style that lets price action really stand out.
And this is where TradingView really shines in personalization, which is absolutely crucial for both comfort and efficiency during those long hours staring at screens. While candlesticks are classic default, the platform isn't limited to just one way of seeing things.
Right.
You have choices, and those choices really matter.
Tell us more about these different chart styles. What are the main options, and why do beginners often stick with one type, like the guide suggests?
Sure. Chart styles offer remarkable flexibility. You can switch to line charts or area charts for different visual preferences or analysis types, maybe to smooth out noise for a longer-term view.
Simpler views.
Right. But the guide points out that beginners usually stick with candles, and the reason is pretty compelling. Candlesticks convey more info at a glance than pretty much any other standard chart type.
How so?
Well, each candle shows you the open, high, low, and close price for that time frame. It gives you this rich, immediate visual summary of price action, volatility, even market sentiment within that period.
Mm-hmm.
Line or area charts, while cleaner sometimes, just don't offer that same level of detail at a quick glance. And for many traders, that detail is critical for understanding the nuances of supply and demand.
I can definitely see how that density of information would be useful. Now, once you've picked your style, it's about aesthetics and, more importantly, clarity. How do we make those first visual adjustments, like colors in the background?
Good news is, accessing settings is super intuitive. Just right-click anywhere on the chart, go to settings. From there, you unlock a whole suite of visual adjustments. You can extensively customize your candles, change colors, borders, wicks.
Doesn't sound like much, but...
Right. It seems cosmetic, but it allows for much better visual distinction. Makes it easier to instantly see bullish versus bearish candles or spot specific patterns you've trained your eye for. It becomes your personal visual shorthand.
So it's not just making it pretty, it's making it functional and easy on the eyes for potentially hours of analysis.
Hmm.
What's a common preference for the chart background that really helps with that?
Exactly. Function over just looks. And for background preference, many seasoned traders and the guide strongly recommends us prefer a clean, dark background with muted grid lines around 2-3% opacity.
Why dark?
The guide clearly explains why. The practical benefit is to make price actions stand out. A darker, less cluttered background dramatically cuts down eye strain over long periods.
Makes sense.
And it lets the colors of your candles, your drawings, your indicators really pop. Focuses your attention squarely on what matters, the movement of price. It's an ergonomic choice that directly impacts your concentration.
That makes perfect sense. A busy, bright background can be incredibly distracting, yeah, and fatiguing. What about the crosshairs that follows your cursor? How can that small detail be optimized?
The crosshairs might seem minor, but it's vital for precise analysis. You can switch between a simple dot or a full cross. The guide advises that for analyzing precise levels, keep the crosshairs for more accurate readings.
Full cross being better.
Yeah, a full crosshair extending across both price and time axes lets you instantly see the exact price and time coordinate of any point. Invaluable for pinpointing support resistance, entry exit points, or the timing of an event. It eliminates guesswork.
And what about common visual clutter, like a big watermark or candle squished against the edges? How do we clean that up for a better view?
Good question, because clutter seriously impedes analysis. First, the watermark. That huge asset name watermark can definitely be distracting. The guide suggests you can faint it or turn it off by reducing opacity and color panel off watermark if it's not helping you.
Get rid of it if you don't need it.
Pretty much. Maximize screen real estate for analysis. Second, margins. The guide recommends setting 20% for both top and bottom margin so candles don't stick to the edges.
Ah, giving it breathing room.
Exactly. It's not just aesthetics. It provides crucial space around price action, makes it easier to see long wicks or subtle patterns without squinting. And a handy tip the guide mentions, double-clicking the axis resets them instantly if you've zoomed way in or things feel off. Quick fix.
Those are fantastic practical tips for clarity and reducing eye strain. Once you've painstakingly set up your perfect chart, customized just right, you wouldn't want to lose all that effort, right?
Absolutely not. Which leads to another crucial pro tip. Save your custom layout. The long-term benefit is immense. Next time you open TradingView, it loads exactly how you like it, from colors to candles and all.
Consistency.
Right. Builds a consistent, comfortable, efficient workspace ready to go. Minimizes setup time, eliminates tweaking, maximizes analysis time. It's a silent productivity booster. So how does having that personalized chart setup truly impact a trader's focus and maybe even their decision making?
It profoundly reduces distraction, really highlighting only the crucial price action.
Navigating time and space in trading.
Okay, so we've tailored our visual workspace, created a personalized, efficient environment. That's huge. Now let's talk about a core concept in trading that underpins almost everything. Time.
The fourth dimension of charts.
Exactly. Our source introduces time frames as the very heartbeat of a chart, where every candle on your chart represents a specific time frame. This segment is all about understanding the significance of these different time frames for various trading styles, and then using multi-chart layouts for dynamic comparative analysis.
This is absolutely fundamental. The time frame you choose dictates the granularity, the detail of your analysis, and directly impacts the type of strategy you can use. A one-minute candle tells a vastly different story than a one-week candle.
Right. Different forces at play.
Totally. Our guide breaks down various time forms and their typical uses brilliantly.
Walk us through those different time frames then. Describe the typical trader or strategy for each.
Of course. Starting really short term, the 1 meter, 1 minute time frame. This is mainly for day traders scalping quick moves. They're hunting rapid fluctuations in and out within seconds or minutes, aiming for tiny profits repeatedly. High frequency, high stress. Right. Very. Moving up slightly. The 5 meter, 15 meter, and 30 meter time frames, these are suited for intraday strategies. Still within a single day, but looking to capture slightly longer trends or reversals that play out over tens of minutes or a few hours, not just blips.
So still same day moves, but a bit bigger. What about traders looking at moves spanning multiple days or longer trends?
For those multi-day movements, the 1 hour and 4 hour, 1 hour, 4 hour time frames are described as swing trading sweet spots.
Swing trading. Okay.
Swing traders aim to capture trends unfolding over several days to a few weeks. These time frames are ideal for spotting and managing those moves. You get enough detail for entry exit, but not so much noise you're constantly second guessing.
Finding that balance.
Exactly. Finally, for the much longer horizon, the 1D and 1W 1 day, 1 week time frames. These are the bedrock for investors and macro trend followers, used for analyzing overarching long-term direction, ignoring daily noise to focus on the bigger picture over months or years.
That distinction is incredibly helpful for aligning analysis with strategy. And our guide notes, a simple convenience. You can star your favorite time frames for quick switching. Another one of those small efficiency wins that add up, right?
Exactly. Streamlines your workflow beautifully. But, and this is a big but, TradingView's real analytical power shines with multi-chart layouts.
Ah, see multiple charts at once.
Yes. This is where you take all those different time frame perspectives and view them simultaneously or compare different assets side by side. This is next level market understanding.
That sounds incredibly powerful, like a control room. How does this multi-chart layout work in TradingView?
It allows for really sophisticated screen splitting. You can split your screen into two, four, or more charts, arranging them however suits you best. The magic is the comparative analysis this enables.
Like comparing Bitcoin and Ethereum.
Exactly. You can compare BTC against ETH, different symbols, same time frame maybe, to instantly see which is stronger, or spot divergences, or, and this is super powerful, keep the same symbol but different time frames side by side.
Same asset, different zoom levels.
Right. Imagine Bitcoin on a 1 hour, 4 hour, and daily chart all visible at once. Gives you this comprehensive multi-dimensional view. Gauge short-term momentum against long-term trends without clicking away.
That's a huge leap in efficiency from flipping tabs. But managing multiple charts? Yeah. How do you keep them synchronized or sometimes unsynchronized for efficient analysis?
That's where the syncing tools come in, offering granular control and huge efficiency. You can sync crosshair, which lets you perfectly line up events across different charts. Drag your crosshairs on one, it appears at the exact same time on all synced charts.
Crucial for comparing movements.
Absolutely. Precise comparison. Then there's sync symbols, which updates all charts to the same asset. Useful if you have multiple timeframe views of one asset and want to quickly switch focus to a new one.
Gotcha.
And sync timeframes updates all to the same timeframe. Perfect for quickly changing the analysis period across multiple assets, like seeing how different stocks look on the 4 hour chart.
So you have remarkable control over what's synced and what's not. What's a common setup among experienced traders using these features?
The guide highlights a very common and effective setup. Most traders keep crosshair synced but leave symbols unsynced.
Why that specific combination?
It's a smart approach for comparative analysis. The why is clear. This way, you can compare Bitcoin's move against Ethereum or the S&P 500 without losing that crucial temporal context. You maintain time alignment across different assets, vital for correlations or divergences, without forcing all charts to show the same thing if comparison is your goal. Dynamic flexibility. Beat.
Whoa.
Imagine building a custom script in Pine Editor that could instantly scan thousands of assets for your perfect setup across multiple timeframes simultaneously. That's not just an edge. That's a serious scalable advantage.
It really paints a picture of the next level, yeah. Moving beyond observation to real algorithmic power. For those serious about active trading, beyond just multi-chart layouts, what's another pro tip for managing all this visual real estate?
For serious traders, the pro tip is use separate browser tabs or even multiple monitors if you're serious about active trading. The guide notes that TradingView supports pulling out tabs for this exact reason.
Spreading things out physically.
Right. Spread charts, watch lists, screeners across a larger space, gives a broader command center view without constant minimizing or switching tabs. Optimizing visual real estate for your strategy's complexity.
What's the core takeaway then about effectively managing time frames and multiple charts in your analysis?
It's about gaining diverse, multidimensional perspectives on assets and doing it quickly.
The Trader's Toolkit, essential indicators and strategies.
All right, we've built the foundation, personalized our view, grasped the significance of time. This segment is where we delve into what our guide calls the real weapons of trading.
Getting into the nitty-gritty.
Exactly. The fundamental drawing tools and core technical indicators that form the backbone of trading analysis. And to make it concrete, we'll walk through a specific, detailed example.
This is where theory becomes actionable insight. These drawing tools aren't just lines. They're the language of technical analysis, helping interpret history and anticipate the future.
So starting with those core drawing tools, for someone new, what are the absolute essentials to get familiar with first?
Foundationally, you have trend lines and channels.
Mm-hmm.
These are TA basics. You'll use them to map out support, resistance, and the overall trend direction. A trend line connects highs or lows, showing direction uptrend, downtrend, sideways.
Simple but powerful.
Very. Channels extend that, boxing price between parallel lines, showing the boundaries. Then, Fibonacci retracement. A powerful tool based on a math sequence. It helps you spot pullback levels where price might bounce.
Identifying potential reversal zones.
Precisely. Where a trend might pause or retrace before continuing.
Those sound indispensable for understanding where price has been and might go. What else is in this fundamental drawing toolkit?
You'll also find tools for patterns. The guide mentions quick shortcuts, option plus H, option plus V, for marking important levels.
Mm.
Streamlining analysis when identifying classic patterns like head and shoulders, or key support resistance zones.
Shortcuts are always good.
Definitely. There are also basic brushes and shapes, for highlighting or annotating charts, surprisingly useful for clarifying complex action.
What?
And the simple but effective measure tool.
What's that for?
Quickly calculates price distances, percentage changes, or time periods between two points. Great for gauging potential profit loss or how long consolidation lasted.
That's a comprehensive set of foundational tools. But theory is one thing, application another. Our source has a fantastic example using BTC USD and Fibonacci. Could you walk us through that step by step, really bring these tools to life?
Absolutely. This example is a masterclass. We start on a one-day BTC USD chart medium-term perspective. The trader anchors a Fibonacci retracement from the last major high to the capitulation low inside the gray box.
Capitulation low, meaning that big washout sell-off.
Exactly. That dramatic moment when intense selling pressure makes even long-term holders give up, often signaling a major bottom. Identifying the right significant swing is critical for applying Fib levels accurately.
Okay, so the Fib levels are drawn. What happens next? How do we interpret price action against those levels?
Once drawn, the example describes the orange circles mark each reaction point where price interacts with the Fib levels. It notes a first rejection near the confluence of the upper blue level and the diagonal, showing strong resistance.
Confluence meaning multiple resistance factors lining up.
Precisely. And crucially, it highlights later a sweep below support and a quick reclaim. This action, breaking a level then quickly recovering, is often a powerful fake-out or bear trap.
Tricking sellers out.
Potentially. The interpretation is key. This tells me buyers are defending 108.5K and, more strongly, 100.6K. Raw price action transforms into actionable insight here.
So understanding those reactions allows the trader to formulate a clear plan. What's the trading plan derived from this?
The trading plan is laid out with remarkable clarity. The immediate decision area is 108.5, 111.9K. Then, two primary scenarios. First, continuation. If price accepts above it and retests cleanly, I look for continuation toward the prior swing high. Meaning if buyers show strength above resistance, expect more upside.
Makes sense. And the other scenario?
Second, reversal. If it rejects and loses 108.5K, I expect to move back to 100.6K. Below that, the Fib extensions become magnets around 88.6K, then 74.3K. This outlines downside targets if resistance holds and support breaks, using Fib extensions to project potential moves.
That's an incredibly clear conditional plan, like a flow chart. What's the trader's current stance or overall strategy given this analysis?
The current stance is practical and risk aware. Until there's a clear break, I assume range behavior inside the band, wait for break and retest signals, keep stops just beyond the last swing wick, and size for daily time frame volatility.
Lots packed in there.
Yeah, it highlights key aspects. Anticipate range behavior, wait for confirmation, break and retest, define precise stop losses, risk management, and adjust position size based on volatility. It's a holistic, disciplined approach combining technical insight with risk management.
That Bitcoin example really brought Fibonacci and pattern recognition to life. Now, moving beyond drawing tools, what about the core technical indicators traders use for further insights?
These are the mathematical calculations giving deeper insights. The RSI, Relative Strength Index, is a crucial momentum oscillator that tells you if something's overbought or oversold.
Above 70 or below 30,
right? Typically, yeah. But here's the real insight. Those aren't always direct buy-sell signals. The magic often lies in divergences. When price makes a higher high, but RSI makes a lower high, that's a powerful signal of weakening momentum, even if price is still rising. An early warning.
Interesting. What else?
Then moving averages, SMA, EMA, like simple and exponential. They smooth out price to show trend direction, cutting through noise. They lag price, but their power is in confirmation. Price consistently above a rising 50 EMA. Strong visual confirmation of an uptrend.
And when they cross?
Right. When two MAs cross, like a 20 and 50, that can be a dynamic support resistance signal or a trend reversal alert. Finally, volume. Absolutely crucial. It confirms if a move has strength behind it.
Conviction.
Exactly. High volume on a breakout suggests strong participation. A move on low volume might be suspect, lacking underlying strengths.
That's a solid foundation of indicators. Beyond those classics, the guide mentions the vast TradingView library, custom indicators, and AI's influence.
Yes, the platform fosters innovation. For custom indicators, the source points out things like LuxAlgo's smart money concepts identifying institutional flow via patterns like break of structure, bottom of mass, change of character, church fair value gaps, FEGs, plus hundreds of community scripts. The library is massive.
Giving insights beyond standard indicators.
Definitely. And AI integration is growing. Not just algo trading, but AI tools offering predictive analysis, spotting patterns humans miss, or optimizing strategy suggestions within custom indicators. Think of it like a super smart assistant helping you sift noise and spot high probability setups, enhancing human analysis with computation. Scalability.
That's a lot of tools and indicators, a vast ocean. Easy to overload a chart. What's a crucial pro tip for managing this and avoiding analysis paralysis?
The single most important pro tip: don't overload your chart. Stick with 2-3 indicators max. More is just noise. Vital for a clean view.
Keep it simple.
Exactly. The guide also gives practical organization advice. Store those metrics by folder using the object tree and data window. Select the first tool, shift plus click the last one, then click the folder icon. And if you need to declutter temporarily, click on I symbol to hide indicators or drawings. Toggle views without deleting. Surgical precision, not brute force. So why is consistent practice with these tools, actually using them, more crucial than just knowing what they are?
Practice builds that essential intuition, really transforming raw knowledge into applicable skill.
The blueprint for training success. Workflow and organization.
We've explored the powerful tools, from drawing lines to using AI indicators. But as our guide highlights, the real differentiator for sustained success isn't just knowing how to use the tools. It's profoundly about workflow and organization.
Mm-hmm. The structure behind the analysis.
It's the blueprint that prevents analysis paralysis, keeps you grounded, disciplined, and consistently profitable long term.
Exactly. The source makes a profound, often overlooked point. The real difference between casual chart watchers and traders is workflow and organization. Anyone can open a chart, draw lines, but a systematic, structured approach separates consistent pros from those struggling with inconsistency or emotional trading. It's the invisible edge.
So, given that, how do we start building this organized workflow within TradingView? What's the first step for categorizing our universe of assets?
The guide strongly recommends starting with watch lists, with flags for immediate visual categorization. Think of flags as instant color-coded labels for different asset types or your intentions for them.
Like color coding.
Yeah. For example, blue for long-term investing assets, stable stocks you hold for years. Green for day trading assets, volatile stuff for intraday moves. Orange maybe for assets needing fundamentals, research, digging into reports, news. And red for stocks or traditional markets, keeping them distinct from crypto, maybe.
Provides instant context.
Right. Reduces mental overhead significantly.
That's brilliant. Very intuitive. But even within one watch list, you might have different analyses or time frames for the same asset. How do you keep things clean and separated on your charts?
This is where folders and subsections come in, crucial for avoiding chart spaghetti.
Yeah.
As you said, it's vital to keep your BTC long-term chart separate from your scalping chart. That way, your analysis doesn't get cluttered.
Using the same chart for everything gets messy fast.
Totally. An indecipherable mess. The guide details the steps. Select the down arrow next to the list name on your watch list panel, then opt for add section. Like building mental walls between analysis types.
Okay, so you add a section. How do you make it meaningful? Organize assets into it.
After adding a section, just double-click the new section and rename it to something descriptive like crypto long-term, intraday Forex, swing setups.
Makes sense.
The beauty is the flexibility. You can move it between categories to form the desired sections. Drag and drop assets or even subsections. Structuring watch lists in a logical hierarchy that makes sense for your style and focus. Like stacking Lego blocks of data, building a clear visual hierarchy mirroring your thought process.
That really helps prevent cognitive overload, keeps charts purposeful. Beyond organizing what you see, how do you organize what TradingView watches for you?
That's where alerts become your invaluable automated watchdog. The idea is let TradingView do the watching, freeing up mental energy.
Set it and forget it, kinda.
Pretty much. Set alerts for trend line breaks, indicator signals, or critical price levels. Bitcoin crossing resistance, a stock hitting your entry zone. This frees you from constantly staring at charts. Focus on high conviction setups or step away without fearing you'll miss critical moves.
Like an automated heads up.
Exactly. Imagine an alert pinging you the moment your asset hits a key level. Saves mental energy and time.
So with all these tools, organizational principles, automated sentinels, what does a practical, structured daily routine look like for a trader using TradingView effectively?
The guide lays out a clear daily routine, a structured approach for efficiency and discipline. It's a logical sequence. Start your day scanning the screener to find fresh opportunities based on your criteria.
Or active hunting.
Right. Then update watch list, adding promising new assets, removing irrelevant ones. Next, check alerts that triggered overnight or while away. Review associated charts. After that, analyze the charts of interest, apply tools, indicators. Finally, based on that analysis, execute trades.
A repeatable process.
Essential for consistent performance and emotional stability. Creates discipline.
Two sec silence. You know, I still wrestle with analysis paralysis myself sometimes, just wanting to add one more indicator, redraw one more line.
Oh, yeah.
But having a solid, repeatable workflow like this really does help keep me grounded. It's tough to resist that urge for just one more piece of data, isn't it?
It absolutely is.
Yeah.
That's a universal challenge, a psychological battle. The temptation to keep adding info, endlessly refine, is overwhelming. But sticking rigidly to a streamlined workflow helps follow your plan. Avoids that rabbit hole, prevents second-guessing well-founded decisions, builds confidence by reducing friction.
For those looking for a simple, effective navigation trick within their organized watch list, something intuitive, what's a good pro tip?
Here's an excellent, often overlooked tip. Hit the space bar to quickly scroll through your watch list. It feels like slipping channels, but for markets.
Oh, neat trick.
Yeah, minor but powerful efficiency hack. Rapidly cycle through monitored assets, get an instant visual scan without breaking flow. Seamless, quick info intake.
So what's the ultimate overarching goal of meticulously systematizing your entire trading workflow like this?
To make informed, repeatable decisions consistently without feeling overwhelmed by it all. Mid-roll sponsor read. Big idea recap. This deep dive into TradingView has been incredibly insightful. Really showcases how much power and versatility is packed into this platform.
It really is comprehensive.
Our core message remains. TradingView is a powerful, versatile platform for all traders. From beginners just starting out to seasoned pros running complex strategies, it truly is an all-in-one platform.
We've covered a significant journey today, yeah. Starting from that initial, maybe daunting, overwhelm and turning it into a clear path forward for you. First, we saw how that confusion can be overcome by understanding the key layout, supercharts, toolbars, panels, your command center.
And once you grasp that foundation, the next crucial step is making it personal, making it yours. Precisely. Customization chart styles, colors, margins transforms a generic interface into a personalized, efficient workspace. Reduces eye strain, highlights what matters to your strategy. Then, mastering timeframes and multi-chart layouts provides critical, multi-dimensional perspectives, comparing assets, viewing different timescales simultaneously for richer context.
And of course, the tools themselves, the sharp instruments of analysis.
Indeed. We broke down essential drawing tools, trend lines, Fibonacci, and core indicators like RSI, moving averages, volume. Your analytical weapons, but use sparingly, right? Stick to 2-3 max to avoid noise. The Bitcoin example really brought those concepts to life.
And finally, maybe most importantly, bringing it all together with organization.
Absolutely. An organized workflow using watch lists with flags, folders, alerts is the silent MVP of consistent trading. Prevents analysis paralysis. Fosters long-term success by structuring your daily routine from scanning to execution. It's the framework for discipline.
What's truly remarkable, I think, is how broadly applicable these principles are, whether you're trading crypto, stocks, forex, futures. The same core ideas and effective use of TradingView apply across the board.
It's a universal language for market analysis, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The learning path is clear. Start with the basics, save your layout immediately, practice drawing tools on historical data until they're second nature, and then slowly add indicators as you gain proficiency. Don't rush. Build your foundation intentionally. Call to action and outro.
We genuinely hope this deep dive has demystified TradingView for you and maybe sparked a real eagerness to explore its potential for your own trading. It's a platform worth your time and learning investment.
And remember, it's super accessible. TradingView has both free and paid plans. If you're just starting out, getting your feet wet with charting, the free version is honestly more than enough to practice these foundational concepts.
Good to know.
Yeah. Later, as your needs grow, you can upgrade for benefits like more indicators per chart, multiple layouts on one screen, advanced alerts. Little insider tip based on history, best time to upgrade. Keep an eye out for Black Friday discounts usually.
All right, good tip. Think about this as you move forward. How might integrating even just one new organizational principle or one new habit into your daily routine fundamentally shift your approach to market analysis or even any complex task? What small change for you could make the biggest difference? That's your actionable takeaway from today.
Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into mastering TradingView. We hope it empowers your trading journey, gives you a powerful new lens on the markets.
Until next time, keep digging deeper, keep learning, and keep thriving. Outro music.